This is Mike Patton, and I'm running for re-election to the state Senate from the 4th Legislative District, which is primarily the Spokane Valley. What's been very unfortunate is the governor's, in my mind, obstinate refusal to call a special session to deal with this. And of course, there's two ways to call a special session. Either the governor can do it or two-thirds of the legislature can do it. All of the Republicans and the one conservative Democrat who caucuses with us in the Senate have called for it, and all the Republicans in the House and a number of House Democrats have also called for the special session. The original proposal that we had was to meet in June before the new fiscal year started, and that would have been able to save all the new expenditures that were going to go into effect. Also could have dealt with some adjustments to the state employees' negotiations that the governor had with them for their contract. But it could have saved us over $1 billion there. We do have some money in the rainy day fund, and I think we need to do things to spur the economy on. Governor Inslee's attack on Boeing for moving, I think, is the wrong approach, and I think we've got to have a more business friendly climate, or we're going to lose a lot of other businesses to states like Texas or Idaho or wherever. I'd like to see a spur and make it easier for young couples to purchase entry-level condos and exempt some of the regulations that add a cost. I know that in Kendall Yards, they wanted to build some condos, the same unit, townhouse, condos, $200,000 more due to all the regulations. So we had a bill that would exempt six units and under from some of those regulations. There'd still be all the other building code regulations. So that's something I'm going to work on again. But there are a number of different things to try to spur the economy and help folks on housing and other issues.